Hey, today's daf is Nida Daf Samaches. We are holding on Daf Samach Zayin Amud Beis. We didn't get that far down the page in Samach Zayin Amud Beis. We are at Amar Rav Huna Isha Chofefes. Last words of the line are Amar Rav, just a bit past halfway down the page. Today's shiur is once again sponsored by Henry Olinsky, Lizecher Nishmas, Marcel Weber, Mordechai Ben Yoshua, Menachem Mendel of Shalom, who's Nifter on Shabbos Tes Kislev, Nesham Shav Naliyah. We thank Henry very much for the sponsorship. And by Dr. David Lander, in honor of his wife and children, and we thank Dr. Lander again for the continued sponsorship. So we're going to again pick up at Amar Rav Huna. The Gemara is going to discuss how far the Chafifa can be from the Tevila. We're going to have three different opinions as far as, normally, ideally, it should be take of the Chafifa Tevila. As soon as the woman prepares her body for the mikvah, she should go right into the mikvah. But how far do we allow it to go, and we still say that it's a kosher Chafifa? So we're going to have three opinions, and it may depend on circumstances. It may depend on whether there's a Shabbos or Yantif in the mix. Then the Gemara is going to discuss whether Chafifa can be done at night. Does it have to be done at day? Does it have to be done at night? So we're going to discuss the timing of the Chafifa. Then the Mishnah on Amud Aleph is going to discuss how to change from a Cheskas Tuma to a Cheskas Tara. What a woman has to do to change her status as far as the assumptions we're going to make on days that she doesn't do a Bedika. Then the Gemara is going to have a machlokas, whether an assumption of tuma, when we do make the assumption that in days that she doesn't do a bedikah that she's tameh, is that an assumption b'taras vaday, or is that an assumption b'taras safek, meaning whenever we're going to assume tuma, so do we assume that she's vaday tameh, or do we assume that she might have been tameh on those days? And then on Amud Beis, the Gemara is going to talk about whether our Mishnah is against either the Shita of Rava, who said that a woman is not metameh lemafreya during the Yimei Ziva, or maybe it's against the Shita of Shmuel, who says that a woman cannot be koveya veses, be a meziva, and we're going to explain how each Rava and Shmuel are going to reconcile their Shita with our Mishnah. Then the Gemara is going to talk about how early on in the process a Hefsek Tara can work, meaning certainly our practice is that a woman does a Hefsek Tara right before she starts counting the Shiva Nekiyim, but let's say a woman is a Nida Da Oraisa, so at the end of the 7 days she does a Hefsek Tara before she goes to the mikvah. So how early in the process can she do that Hefsek? Let's say she only bled for 1 day, so she's going to be tameh for the next 7 days. Can she do a half siktara that day that she bled and just wait another 6 days before going to the mikvah? Does it have to be right before going to the mikvah? And then the Mishnah toward the end of Amud Beis is going to discuss, is going to bring a machlokas, if a zava did bedikos, a zava gedola who requires shiva nekiyim, do you need bedikos on every day of the shiva nekiyim? What if she did bedikos only on day one and day 7. Do we assume that that at least would work b'di'eved to count for Shiva Nekiyim, or does it count for only 2 days of Shiva Nekiyim and she needs 5 more days? So that's going to be a machlokas in the Mishnah that the Gemara is going to elaborate on Be'ezus Hashem at the end of Amud Beis. So let's begin again. Daf Samach Zayin Amud Beis. Last 2 words on the line. Amar Rav Huna Isha Chafefes Bechad B'Shabbos V'Tavelis B'Shlish B'Shabbos. If a woman does a chafifa on Sunday, she can still go to the mikvah on Shlishi B'Shabbos, on Lel Shlishi, even though she's being marchik the Chafifa from the Tevila by a full day, meaning Lel Shlishi means Monday night. So she could do her Chafifa on Sunday day and go Monday night, so it's more than 24 hours between the Chafifa and the Tevila, and we know that that works because Shekein Yisha Chafefes Barav Shabbos V'Tavelis Motzai Shabbos. It's Maisim Chol Yom, and a woman has a Lel Tevila on Motzai Shabbos. When else is she going to do her Chafifa if not on Erev Shabbos? You're not allowed to do the Chafifa on Shabbos itself, because the She'iltos writes and the Bahag writes, you need to comb the hairs when she does the Chafifa, and you're not allowed to do that on Shabbos, because that's going to remove hairs. That's a major part of the Chafifa. And plus, the Sefer Truma points out, other Rishonim point out, the rest of the Chafifa, aside from combing the hairs, is a warm bath, and you're not allowed to do that on Shabbos either. So Chafifa is an impossibility on Shabbos. So obviously, she's going to be doing the Chafifa on Erev Shabbos, and there's a 24-hour period of Shabbos itself in between the Chafifa and the Tevila. So if it works for Shabbos, it should work during the week as well. to have a 24-hour break. Similarly, Isha Chafefes Bechav Shabbos V'Tovelis B'Ravii B'Shabbos. A woman could do a Chafif on Sunday afternoon and go to the mikvah on Tuesday night. You know why? Shekein Isha Chafefes Bechav Shabbos V'Tovelis Motzai Yantav Shchaliyos Achar Shabbos. Because a woman could do Chafif on Erev Shabbos and be Tovelis on Motzai Yantav that falls out after Shabbos. And Yantav is because you can't do Chafifa on Yantav itself either for the same reasons. Certainly, they have the din of that one is not allowed to remove hair on Yantav, so she can't comb her hair. And Medina de Gemara, there's no doubt that bathing the entire body in warm water was Asr on Yantav as well. Medina de Gemara, the question is whether that still applies, whether we still say it's not Shava L'Kol Nefesh to bathe all the time. But in the din of the Gemara, there's no doubt that it was Asr. So you can't, so the only other option would have been being Chofef, doing the Chafifa on Erev Yantav, so it's a 2-day, and on an Erev Yantav that falls out after Shabbos. So the Yantav falls out on Sunday, it's assuming a 1-day Yantav, but that's juxtaposed with Shabbos, and therefore it's adjacent to a Shabbos, and therefore there's a 48-hour period between the Chafifa and the Tevila. And similarly, Isha Chafefes Bechav Shabbos V'Tovelis B'Chamishi B'Shabbos. A woman could even do Chafif on Sunday and go to the mikvah on Wednesday night. Shekein Isha Chafefes Bechav Shabbos V'Tovelis Motzai Shnei Yom Tov Shlosh Shanah Shchaliyos Achar Shabbos. Because sometimes the halacha will dictate that there's a 3-day gap between the Chafif and the Tevila. What happens if Rosh Hashanah falls out on Sunday? So you have Shabbos, Sunday, Monday. The only time she could have done the Chafifa is Friday, and that's 72 hours between the Chafif and the Tevila. So if that works when Rosh Hashanah falls out on Sunday, it's got to work on a random weekday as well. Now, Rosh Hashanah falling out on Sunday, the Gemara Masechet Sukkah tells us, is an impossibility. Lo adu rosh, right? So it's not something that could ever happen. But nevertheless, the Sidrei Torah points out that Bizman Abayis, they would be Kovei Rosh Hashanah whenever. They'd be Kovei Rosh Hashanah on Sunday as well. Because the reason that we're not Kovei Rosh Hashanah on Sunday is in order to be Docha, the Yom HaRava, which is not Docha Shabbos. But Bizman Abayis, the Mitzvah HaRava was Docha Shabbos, and therefore we're Kovei Rosh Hashanah on Sunday as well. The Aruch Luner points out that the Mashmos of the Sugya in Masechet Sukkah is that even during the times of the Amorah, Rosh Hashanah could still have been chal on Yom Rishon. That it was only on Yom Revi v'Chamishi that it would not have been chal. The Shach explains that Rav Huna derives this from the minhag of women in his day, that this is what they would do when there was a 3-day yantif. But the Sidrei Torah points out that he should have, if he was bringing a raya from what women would do, that they would do a chafif and then have a 72-hour gap between the chafif and the tevila, he shouldn't have used the example of Rosh Hashanah that falls out on Sunday. He should have used the much more common example of Yom Tov Sheni Shel Galuyos, that we often have 3-day Yom Tovim. So Mestama, that they would also do the Chafifa on Erev Yantav, unless you say that he was trying to come up with an example that would be Nogea even for B'nai Eretz Yisrael. But according to Rav Huna, it turns out that you can have up until 72 hours in between the Chafif and the Tevila, even when there's no Hechrich to have it, even though there's nothing forcing you to do so, because you see that when you are forced to do so, it works. You're allowed to do it. So Mela, even if nothing is forcing you to do so, you're allowed to do it. So the Aruch Lener points out that principle that you're able to derive what the Halacha is going to be when you have another possibility versus what the Halacha is going to be when you have no choice and your back is up against the wall, you have no other option. That's a Sugya. The Gemara has a Machlokas, whether done in Efshar Misha'i Efshar, or Ein Dan in Efshar. And we generally assume lahalacha that Ein Dan in Efshar Misha'i Efshar. We cannot derive what the halacha is in a situation where you have another possibility from a case where you have no other option, where you have no other possibility. So that's what the Aruch Lener points out, that even though this is a machlokas, whether Dan in Efshar Misha'i Efshar or not, Rav Huna holds that machlokas is only by Dinim Daraisa. But by a Derabanan, you can be Dan Efshar Misha'i Efshar, and take of the Chafifa Tevila is a din midrabanan. It's not a din midaraisa. And therefore, we're able to derive the halacha of how far the chafifa could be from the tevila in a situation where you could have done it right before from a situation where you can't do it right before. That is shita number one, shita's Rav Huna, up to 72 hours between chafif and tevila. Rav Chista amar kulu amrinan, shakein lo amrinan. Hecha de efshar efshar, hecha de lo efshar lo efshar. Rav Chista says, no, when you have no other option, you have no other option. But if you you have another option, so then you have to do the chafifa right before the tefillah. So I agree that when you have a 3-day yontif, that you're allowed a 72-hour gap between the chafifa and the tefillah. But I disagree that if it's just on a weekday, that you're allowed to be marchik the chafifa from the tefillah at all. You shouldn't have a 24-hour gap between the chafifa and the tefillah. Rav Yemar Amar, Rav Yemar, a third shita, afilu shaken nam yaminan. No, we even say the shaken, we even make the extension that Rav Huna made, except for the last one. Levar, meish chafefes be'echad b'shabbos, v'tovelos b'chamishi b'shabbos. That far we're not going to go. We're not going to say that a woman could do a chafifa on Sunday and go to the mikvah on Wednesday night. Til motzoi shnayim tov shloshana, shalachar shabbos lesa. And you know why? Because even the case that you're deriving it from, where Rosh Hashanah falls out on Sunday, where a woman does the chafifa on Friday and then goes to the mikvah first on Monday night, it's not true. She doesn't do the chafifa on Friday. Devshar de chafefes b'layla. In such a case, we would tell her she's got to do the chafifa at night and go to the mikveh at night. Meaning, if Halel Tevilah is Monday night and Shabbos, Sunday, Monday were all days of Kodesh where a chafifa was not possible, then she has to, rather than being marchik the chafifa from the Tevilah by 72 hours, she's got to do the chafifa on at night and go to the mikveh at on that night. So even though Rashi understands that we're going to see soon that it's usher to do the chafifa on the Lel Tevilah, but that's, you know, given the two options, that's the best of the two options. Meaning, given the two options of being marchik by 72 hours or doing it at night, so we'd rather do it at night. Darish Maremar Hilchsa Kirav Chista Kedimatari Trav Yemar. The Halacha Zak Rav Chista that you're not supposed to be marchik the chafifa from the Tevilah when the Tevilah is chal and Motzai weekday. Because you can't, we ain't done nefshar mishi efshar, but legabe tvila matzoi shnei yom tovim shal Rosh Hashanah that comes out after Shabbos, we don't pass like Rav Chista who says that you could do the chafifa on Erev Shabbos. Rather, we say you do the chafifa matzoi Rosh Hashanah, and you're not marching the chafifa from the tvila by 72 hours. Period. So yibaylu. In general, can a woman do a chafifa? If a woman did not do the chafifa earlier during the day, can she do a chafifa at night and go to the mikveh at night? So it's machlokas rishonim how to understand this gemara. Is the gemara asking lechatchila, is it the best thing to do? Or is the gemara saying, b'diyevet, if she didn't do the chafif in the right time, which would have been during the daytime, can she now, b'diyevet, do it at night? Shitas Rashi is that the proper time for a chafifa is the daytime. That's when the chafifa is supposed to be done. So if a woman's lel tevila, let's say what's today? Today's Monday. If a woman's lel tevila is Monday night, so Monday day before shkia, that's the time that she should be doing the chafifa. And Rashi says, Kadesh lo te muhuma labesa, that we're afraid that if we tell her to wait to do the chafifa until nighttime, she's going to rush through the chafifa because she knows that the mikveh is already open. She could already be going to the mikveh. So in order that she shouldn't rush through the chafifa, says Rashi's got to do the chafifa during the daytime. The she'iltos, however, on the other hand, says, no, ideally the chafifa should be done at night. And that's going to be the maskana of our, meaning that's where he understands this gemara. The gemara is asking, can she do the chafifa at night? Should she do the chafifa at night? And the she'iltos says, yes, because you try to have take of the chafifa tevila. We tried not to have a gap at all between the chafifa and the tevila, so that you don't risk new chatzitas coming up. So she does the chafifa only when she can go straight to the mikvah right after the chafifa. In Shulchan Aruch, we paskin that we try to satisfy both shitos, both the shitos of the shiltos and of Rashi. How do you satisfy both shitos? She starts the chafifa before shkia and continues the chafifa through Bein Hashmashos to conclude her chafifa just around the time that the mikvah is opening up, so you can have take of the chafifa tevila. No reason to rush, because the mikvah is not going to open up until she spends a good amount of time on the chafifa, since she started it before shkia, and so you don't have Rashi's concern that she's going to rush, nor do you have the shilta's concern that it's going to be too much of a gap, because by the time she finishes, she's going to go straight to the mikvah. So that's what we paskin lechatchila in Shulchan Aruch. Obviously, it's not always feasible. This time of year, shkia is like 4:30, 4:35, so on a random weekday, women sometimes have things going on in their lives that before, right before Shkia at that point in in time. So no, so we can't always satisfy both shittos. So what we recommend is to do chafifa in the morning, do chafifa earlier on in the day, and then she does like a mini chafifa right before going to the mikveh, like a quick do-over, another shower and combing, and just a basic do-over right before going to the mikveh. If a woman did not do chafifa during the day, so then we're concerned for Shitas Rashi. The Shach writes that there's a takana that or a minag that a woman is supposed to spend a full hour on a chafifa if she does it at night. Well, why? Because Rashi's whole concern is that we're afraid she's going to rush. So if she sets a minimum amount of time that she has to spend on the chafifa, well, then there's no rushing. So we assume that she'll do a proper job of the chafifa. So again, so the Gemara Shaili is Ma'ar Shutach B'Layla V'Tit B'Layla. They should do the chafifa at night and go to the mikveh at night. So Marzutra Shariv Rav Chinna Misura Oser. Machlok Samaraim. So Amalei Rav Adda Rav Chinna Misura. So Rav Adda asks Rav Chinna Misura, why do you ask for chafifa B'Layla? La'af ha'chi ha'va uvda b'dibitu da'ab Mar Reish Galusa. Don't you know the story of the wife of Abmar Reish Galusa, the ikut, that they got into an argument, and because of that she didn't want to go to the mikvah and Halel Tevila. So Azar Rav Nachman Yitzchak Lefusis, Rav Nachman Yitzchak went to calm her down in order that she should be willing to go to the mikvah. V'amrle, may you say hashta? And she said, when are you coming to me tonight to tell me that I should go to the mikvah? Tiski Aisel Machar, you could have come tomorrow to tell me to go to the mikvah. Meaning, even though tonight is my Halel Tevila, would have been or was supposed to be my Halel Tevila, it's useless to come argue with me tonight that I should try to go to the mikveh. The other Micah Amrlein, he understood what she was saying was that she didn't do chafifa, so now it's too late. She's not going to be able to go tonight anyway. So Amar, so he said to her, Dudi chasarta, tashtiki chasarta, do you not have pots to warm up water in so you could take a warm bath? Do you not have a chair to sit on in the Beis HaMerechatz that you can go to the bathhouse and do a proper chafifa? Avdi chasarta, do you not have people to help to schlep the water for you that you've and warm it up? So from that maisi you see that she's allowed to be chofef b'layla, and that's why Rav Adda asked Rav Chinna Misura, who didn't allow a woman to be chofef b'layla. Darash Rava, Isha Chafef is Barav Shabbos with Tevel's Motzai Shabbos. If a woman's Lel Tevel is Motzai Shabbos, she could do Chafifa on Erev Shabbos. Ask the Gemara, Amalei Rav Papa L'Rava, Vashalach Ravin B'Igarte. Ravin sent a letter from Eretz Yisrael that Isha Log Tachlof Barav Shabbos with Titbol Motzai Shabbos, that a woman should not do the Chafifa on Erev Shabbos and then go to the Mikvah on Motzai Shabbos. Utma Alatzmacha Hei Chafef is Biyom V'Tavel is B'Layla, because a woman, how could she be Chafef is Biyom and even be Tavel is that same night, to be in the take of the chafifa tevila veleka? Don't we normally require that the tevila be right after the chafifa? Okay, so we're going to allow that sometimes, but to allow a full day in between, to allow a whole Shabbos in between, that far we're not going to go. So once Rava heard that, Hadar Uki Rava Amore Ale V'Darash, Rava gave a public shir, and he darshan dvarm shamarti lefnechem to'us in biadi, that which I have told you previously was a mistake. That a woman is not allowed to do the chafifa on Erev Shabbos and then go to the mikvah on Motzai Shabbos, because you need take up the chafifa tevila. It's necessary that you have the tevila happen right after the chafifa. The idea that he said devarim shamarti lechem tos in biyadei, we find that Rava does that in a number of places in Shas. It comes up in Maseches Erevin and Maseches Bava Basra, that after he hears something that in the name of a gadol, a halacha that's against what he said, he's always modal la'emes. And that's one of the midos of Chachamim, that even if they gave a psak, so it's going to be embarrassing to say that they were incorrect. So sometimes people dig their heels in and they fight even when they know that they're wrong. So one of the midos of great Chachamim is that they're modal emes, and that they're willing to go through that embarrassment of changing their psak. So that's what Rava does throughout Shas. The Hilchasa happens to be the halacha is Isha Chafefes Biyom V'Tevelis B'Layla V'Chsi Isha Lo Tachlof Ela B'Layla. The halacha is a woman could do the chafifa during the day, and the halacha is that a woman cannot do chafifa during the day. She's got to do it at night. So what? Kasha Hilchasa Hilchasa. Those are two directly contradictory statements. So Lo Kasha Hada Efshar Hada Lo Efshar. The first din is when it's possible for a woman to do the chafifa during the day. So when she's tovelis on her weekday, so the woman could have been chofefes during the day if the tevila is going to be on a mutsa'e of a weekday. So then it should be done dafka during the day because the way Rashi understands it, because we're afraid that if she does it at night, she's going to be muhuma lebeisa, she's going to be too rushed, and she's not going to do a proper job of her chafifa. And hadalo efshar, the second din is when it's impossible for her to do the chafifa during the day because that day was Shabbos, that day was Yantif, so then she does the chafifa at night. Okay, new Mishnah now. Says the Mishnah, Nida Shabbat Ka'atzma Yom Shvi'i Shachris. Let's say you have a Nida. Nida's Tameh for a grand total of 7 days. Doesn't matter how long she bled for, but what she does have to make sure is that the bleeding stopped before she goes to the mikveh. So by the end of day 7, she has to do bedikah to make sure that the bleeding stopped. So it's very different than our experience nowadays, right? A woman becomes a nida in Medina Daraisa. A woman becomes a nida. She's only going to need one bedikah, and that's just at the end of the 7 days to make sure she's not bleeding anymore. So nida shabbat katzma yom shvi'i shachris. Let's say she checks herself on day 7 in the morning, umatzatara, and it didn't turn up any blood. But bein hashmashos of that day, she didn't do any other bedikos to see if there was dam. Then a few days later, she did another bedika and there was dam there. So what do we assume happened in the intervening days? Sarei becheskas tahora. We assume that she was tahora, that she wasn't seeing dam in between those days, which on day 7 and the few days later. So any taros that she touched after she went to the mikveh that night are going to be tahor, because we assume that everything went as planned, that she went to the mikveh and whatever dam she finds now is new tumah. Batka atzma b'yom shvi'i shachris u'matza tmeya. Let's say she did a bedika on the 7th day in the morning and she found that there was dam u'bein hashmashos lo frisha, and then she did not do another bedika during bein hashmashos to see if the dam had stopped, and she was tovel on lel shmini because she thought that the dam must have stopped by bein hashmashos. Because remember, on a Medina Daraisa, she could have been bleeding all day on day 7. As long as it stopped before the end of the day, she can go to the mikveh. So she did a bedika in the morning and saw that she was tameh, and then didn't do another bedika that day. She figured it probably stopped. So she went to the mikveh that night. And then then a couple of days later or the next day, she does another bedika, and there's no dam there. So can she assume that her tevila was valid? No, the last bedika she did during the 7 days of Yemenida was Tameh, and therefore she's Becheskas Tameh. Now, going back to the case of the Reisha, of Anida, who was Bodeg Atzma B'Shvi'i, and is Matzah Tahora, and then a few days later was Matzah Tameya, where we assume that she's Becheskas Tahora in between those days, so what would be the din of the Taharos that she touched prior to finding the Dam a few days later? We assume that it's going to be Metame, the Taharos from the last 24 hours, or from the last time she checked herself. And if she has a Vesas Kavua, and she checked at the Shas Vesas, and she found that she was Tumeya, Dayashaita. Then we assume that there's no Tumel Mafreya, because she has a Vesas, and she found the Dam exactly when she was expecting to find the Dam. Rabbi Domer, Kol Shalom Efrisha Betara Min Amincha Lamaila, Harezu Becheskas Tumeya. Rabbi Yudah says, no, the Bedika has to be late in the afternoon on day 7. If she did not do the Bedika Min Amincha Lamaila, from the time that you could have Mincha and on, then she's Tumeya, and if she went to the mikveh that night, she remains Tumeya, and all the Taros that she touched her tame. But that morning on day 7 she did a bedika and she was tahora. Doesn't matter. That the morning bedika doesn't count. The bedika that Anida has to do is at the end of day 7. And Chum say the opposite extreme, that even if she did a bedika on day 2 of her Yimei Nida and she found that there was no dam anymore, and then she went to the mikveh after the 7 days were over, and then sometime later, the 8th day, the 9th day, she finds that she's Tameya, she's still Becheskas Tahora, as long as she knows that the dam stopped at some point during the Shiva Yemei Nida. So that's the other extreme Shita. So those are the opinions in the Mishnah. So again, it sounds like from the Reisha of the Mishnah, that if she does a Bedika Shachris and is Matzah Tahora, that you assume she, of day 7, but it's got to be of day 7, we assume she has a Cheskas Tahara, then we have have a second shita of Rabbi Yehuda who says, no, it's got to be min a milchul lemaila, and anything less than that, she's becheskas tameya. And the Chacham say, not any time during the Shemitah, even day two of the seven clean, not seven clean days, of the seven you may need, even day two of the seven you may need, if she did a bedika and it was Torah, that would work. See, itmar, and now we have a machlokas, but it's going to be unclear what the machlokas is going on. Rav Amar Zavavade, Levi Amar Zavasafik. There was a machlokas. Rav says, this woman is a Zavavadai. She definitely saw Dam in the days in between, meaning the days that she didn't check, that we weren't sure what happened during that time. Rav says that when we're going to assume Tameh, we're going to assume Tameh B'Taras Vadai. And Levi says, no, Zavasafik. We're going to assume Tameh, but only B'Taras Safik. So, hey, which case on the Mishnah are they talking about? Ilema Aresha, if you're going to say they're talking about the case of the Resha, that a woman did a Bidika on day 7 in the morning, and it was Tahora, and then she did a Bidika a couple of days later after having gone to the Mikvah, and it was Tameya. So now they're arguing, what do we assume happened in between? That she's Vadei Tameh, or that she's Safik Tameh? Now that doesn't make any sense, because the Mishnah said, Hare Zo Becheskas Tahora Katani. It says that she's Becheskas Tahora, so it's not a question, is it Vadei Tameh or Safik Tameh? It's neither. She's Becheskas Tahora. She's not Zava Vadei nor Zava Safik. Ella Seifa must be talking about the second case of the Mishnah, where she did the Bedika on day 7 in the morning, and she was Matzah Tameya, and then she didn't do another Bedika, Bein HaShmashos. So, and then a couple of days later, she found that she was Tahora. So we assume that in between, she still was Becheskas Tameya. Well, Bishlam Safik Zava Amrinan, El Zava Vadei, Nami Batko Matzah, Hare Batko Matzah Torah. So he says, well, wait a second. That would make sense to say that she's a Safik Zava on the days in between. Why is she a Safik Zava? Because the last Bedika she did during her 7 days of Nida was bad. It turned out to be Tameya. But now it turned out Torah. A couple of days later she did a Bedika and she was Torah. And somewhere in between the blood stopped and we don't know when. So it makes sense to say Safik. I don't know when. It could be that she continued to bleed each of these days. But why would you ever say Zava Vadai in that case? You have a Chazaka Tameya Kara that she was seeing Dam, and a Chazaka Tahashta that she's not seeing Dam. So why would you naturally assume B'Taras Vadai that she saw Dam every day in between? B'Taras Safek, yes, but not B'Taras Vadai. So that doesn't make sense either that they would argue in that case. No, it's on neither case of the Mishnah. It's on its own separate case that they argue about the following. She checked in the morning on day 7 and it was bad. She found blood. And then Ben Ashmasha, she didn't do another Bedika. And then she found blood again another few days later. So now, what do we assume about the days in between? So Rav Amar Zava Vadai, Rav says, well, she had a Chazaka Tamei Kara that she was Rohadam, and a Chazaka Tahasha that she was Rohadam. So all the days in between, you could assume she's Rohadam, B'Taras Vadai. Levi Amar Zava Safik. Levi says, no, even that is only a Safik. She didn't do Bedikos on the days in between, so we don't know for sure what happened on the days in between. So Rav Amar Zava Vadai, Kivin Tamei Kara, Nimtzeis Tameya, the Akshav Nimtzeis. It's Tameya Vadai, that he initially she saw Dam, now she sees Dam, so she's Tameya Vadai. Levi Amar Safik Zava, Amar Paska Beni Beni. Levi says it's only a Safik Zava because it could be that she didn't see Dam on the days in between. We don't know what happened on the days in between. B'chein Tana Levi B'masnisa. And in fact, that's how Levi taught in a Braisa, on the end of the Mishnah, when the Mishnah says that Batka Shvi Shachris, and she found herself to be Tameya, and Ben Ashmasha she was not, so she didn't do another Bedika, that Achar Yamim, Bein Batka Matzah Torah, Bein Batka Matzah Tameya, Harezu Safik Zava. If she found herself Tameya on the seventh day of the Yimei Nida, didn't do another Bedika during Ben Ashmasha, it doesn't matter what turns up a couple of days later. Whether a couple of days later when she checks again, there's Dam or there's no Dam, either way, it's a Safek Zava. So apparently, Levi holds explicitly that even if she does a Bedika a few days later and it's Matzah Tameya, it's still only a Safek Zava. It is not a Vadei Zava. Now, Rav would be moded to Levi if a few days later it was Matzah Tahora that she's a Safek Zava. He only disagrees if a few days later and it's Matzah Tameya. So, Ulmainav Kamina, whether It's a suffix of the days in between or a vadai of the days in between. Either way, she's Tameya now for sure, right? She never became Tahora, and she's Tameya now for sure. So the nafkamina would be she is Zava Gadola. That's Chayav Karban. Zava Gadola is normally Chayav Karban. So you're not going to be Mechayav Karban mi suffix, right? But Torah's vadai, you'd be Mechayav Karban. So, okay. So now the next two little pieces of Gemara relate back to a sugya we had a long time ago, about a month ago. The Mishnah said way back on Daf Lamed Chesem Beis that after the 7 days of Nida are over and she does a bedika toward the end and she finds that she's Tahora, so the Isha is Becheskas Tahara for 11 days, meaning the 11 days of the Yud Alef Yom Shebe Nida L'Nida. So that we're familiar with. The Yemei Ziva, where we assume that she's not expecting to see any Dam, but there was a Machlokas Amoraim on Daf Lamed Chesem Aleph, what the Mishnah was trying to teach me when it said that she's Becheskas Tahara for the Yemei Ziva. What about the Yemei Ziva are you trying to tell me when you say that she's Becheskas Tahara? So Rava explained that it means that even though a woman who finds Dam normally is Metame Taharos L'Mafreya, the Mishnah is telling us, be Yemei Ziva, you're not Metame L'Mafreya. Be Yemei Ziva, we don't assume that when she finds Dam that everything she touched in the last 24 hours is Tame. We don't assume Tumah L'Mafreya, be Yemei Ziva. That was Rava's Shita. Rav Huna Bar Chia, Amar Shmuel, said that no, the Mishnah is telling me that a woman cannot be Koveya Veses B'Yemei Ziva, that since she's Becheskas Tahara, the whole idea of Koveyas Veses is that we assume that this is when she's going to be Roa Dam going forward. That can't be. We can't make such an assumption during the Yemei Ziva that that's when her new cycle is going to be, because Yemei Ziva is supposed to be a time where she's not expecting to see Dam. So now our Mishnah said that a woman does a Bedika on day 7 of her Yemei Nida in the morning and it comes out clean, and then later, a few days later, she finds Temeya, so we assume that she's Becheskas Tahora on the days in between. And our Mishnah says, but when she does find that she's Temeya, when she does the Bedika a few days later, it's going to be Metame or 24 hours retroactively. So Le Metavi Tufta de Rava. A few days later is during the Yemei Ziva. And now you're telling me that she's Metame Me'es Le'es? That's a Tufta on Rava. Dama Rava, Lomar She'en Isha Metame Me'es Le'es B'tokim Me'es Zivasa. That the whole Chiddush of the Mishnah and Daf Lamed Ches was to tell me that you cannot be Metame L'Mafreya during the Yemei Ziva. And now you're telling me that you are Metame L'Mafreya during the Yemei Ziva. So says the Gemara, okay, so our Mishnah is against Rava, but that's not such a big deal, because V'lav L'Sfinei L'Rava Chadazimna, didn't we already reject Rava anyway? So Rava's already been rejected from the Halacha, because we already had a Tiyuftan Rava way back there in that Sugya. We had a Brisa that says Beferish, that even a woman who's Roa Dam B'Yemei Ziva is Metame Me'es L'Es, against what Rava said. So well, who cares that there's a Mishnah against Rava? Rava's wrong anyway. So Hachi Kamrinan, Le'Metavi Tiyuftan Drava, Nami Meha. No, what we're trying to say is that we have a stronger Kashan Rava. We thought we only had a Kashan Rava from a Braisa, but now we have a Kashan Rava from a Mishnah. You see, you could defend an Amora when he's against a Braisa, because not every Braisa was well known by all the Amoraim. So it could be that Rava never heard of that Braisa. But if he's against a Mishnah, it's going to be a real problem. That Rava shouldn't be arguing on a Mishnah. He should have known the Mishnah. So says Gemara, Rava could defend himself as far as our Mishnah is concerned. Even if he can't defend himself as far as that Bryce is concerned, as far as the Mishnah is concerned, he's okay. Amalach Rava, ki katani mitamim eis le'eis, areish pirkin ka'asi, ka'i rather, arasa va'odu besavia. When our Mishnah says that a woman is Metame Me'es Le'es, it's not talking about the case that we were just saying, that she did a Bedika on the seventh day of Yemei Nida in the morning and it was Tahora, and then she did a Bedika a couple of days later during the Yemei Ziva and it was Temeya. That's not where we're saying she's Metame Me'es Le'es. No, that's during the Yemei Ziva. She would never be Metame Me'es Le'es. No, this is going back on the beginning of the Perek, on Daf Samach Dalim Beis, that if you have a young girl who already saw Dam Nidus while she was Bebeis Aviha, before she got married, and then she gets married, so how long do we give her to assume that whatever dam she sees is dam besulim? So Basil says, kolos alayla, whatever dam she sees that night is dam besulim. So our Mishnah is telling us that when she sees dam tame after osa alayla, then she's metame kol taros that she touched me es la'es. If she sees dam after that night, then it's going to be metame mafreya. Why wouldn't it be? I might have thought that since the last time she saw dam, and this time that she's seeing dam, there was the night of her nisuin where any dam that she saw is automatically tahar, because we assume that it's dam besulim. So kitchilas nidas adam. Yeah, I might think that the next time she gets her period should be viewed as the very first time she gets her period. And the halacha is on the very first time a woman ever gets her period, right? What we call a besulas damim, a woman who's never had a period before, is not matamim eisleis. So kamash v'lan, that this woman is not a besulas damim. She has gotten her period before. It's just that she had a break where for dam besulim, where we assume that any dam is not going to be dam nida for that one night. Then the Mishnah went on to say that if a woman has a veses, then dayashaita, she's not going to be metamin l'mafreya. So that we're assuming that that's going on a case where she saw dam during the Yimei Ziva, and we're saying if she has a veses during the Yimei Ziva, then she's not going to be metamin l'mafreya. Ooh, neimatavitu of tudrafun barchi amar Shmuel. This is against that other shita from Daf Lamites, the shita of Shmuel. Tamarfun barchi amar Shmuel lomar sheini shakavasa veses b'Yimei Zivasa. He held that the Mishnah Daf Lamed Ches was teaching me that a woman can never be koveya veses during the Yimei Ziva. So how can we say im yesh la veses if we're talking about a case where she found dam during the Yimei Ziva? There's no such thing as a veses during the Yimei Ziva. So amalach Rav Huna Bar Chiya kiyam rin nini shkavasa veses Yimei Zivasa to lo bayit tlasa zimni l'meyakar. No, when we say that a woman can't have a veses during the Yimei Ziva, it means she doesn't need three times to be oker the veses. That if one time it doesn't happen, we already get rid of the veses. Because we assume that during the 11 days, she's not expected to see dam. So with one time of not seeing dam, with the veses is nekar. And since there's damam musalakin, b'yimei ziva, we're not machmir to be matami me'is leis more than any other time. Adraba, we should be super make that if she's kaveh veses and she sees dam, then that it's only going to be dayashaita. So it's not against Shmuel either. Then the Mishnah went on to say, our Mishnah went on to say, Rabbi Yehuda Omer, that Rabbi Yehuda said if a woman did not do Hafsiktara min amincha l'mayla, she didn't do the Hafsiktara on day 7 of the Yimei Nida after the Zman Mincha, we assume automatically she was b'cheskas t'meya, meaning the only Bedika during the late afternoon is going to work in order to serve as a Hafsiktara to allow her to go to the mikveh. So Tanya, Amr lo Rabbi Yehuda l'chama, who disagreed and said that you're allowed to do Bedika even earlier on, said Ilmali yada munachas peinah kol ben hashmashos yafa ata omer. I mean, why are you requiring the Bedika late in the day? Because what you want to know is that when the 7 days end, at the moment that the 7 days end, she's not seeing dam at that moment. Well, the only way to ensure that is if she keeps the bedika inside of herself for the entire ben hashmashos. Otherwise, you don't know when the day is changing from one day to the next. You don't know that she's not seeing dam. So your tikkun of just having her do a bedika after zman mincha is not good enough. It's not going to help. Achshav emar im siluk yadeh rasa. She's going to do a bedika after the zman mincha. Maybe the moment she moved her hand from checking herself, she saw dam. Mali yifrishu betara b'shvim min amincha l'mayla. Mali yifrishu betara b'rishon. What difference does it make if she did the Hafsiktara on day 7 late in the afternoon, or she did it on day 1 5 minutes after she found blood the first time? Either way, you can never know for sure that she wasn't seeing dam at the end of the 7 days. So says Mar, Barishon, Miikal Mandiyamar. We never heard such a shita. Even in the Mishnah, the earliest we said that she could do a Hafsiktara is on day 2 of her 7 Yimei Nida. Did we ever say such a thing that on day 1? Says Mar, in, yeah, you could say even day 1. Vatanya, we have a Braisa. That Amar Rabbi, Shalti is Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Shimon, Kshayim Alchem Baderech. Rabbi says I was once traveling to Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Shimon, and I asked them a Shaila. Nida Shabbat. A woman did a bedika on day 7 in the morning and it turned out to be clean, but didn't do Hafsiktara later in the day. And then a few days later, she does a bedika and she finds Tameya. Mahu, what's the din? Does the Hafsiktara of the morning count? And they responded that she's Beches Kastara. So then he pushed further. If a bedika on the morning of day 7 of Yimei Nida counts, what about Shishi, Hamishi, Revi, Shlishi, Sheini, Mai? What if she does the bedika on day 6, 5, 4, 3, or 2 of the Yimei Nida? So Loshna, doesn't matter. As long as she did one bedika that turned out clean, so she knows that she's not bleeding anymore. So Barisha Losha Alti, but I didn't even ask about doing a bedika on day 1 of the Yimei Nida, but that was a mistake. I should have asked about day 1. Atu kulu lav b'cheskas tumakayimi kivin de pasak. So, Rishonami kivin de pasak. Because after after all, she's becheskas tuma for full 7 days. Once she sees dam, she's automatically going to be tummy for 7 days. And yet, even though she's becheskas tuma throughout the 7 days, doing a bedika that shows that she's not seeing dam works. It shows that she's good from there on, from then on. So why would day one be any different? So it was a mistake that I didn't push them about day one. I should have. So umeyikara. My Savar, originally when he didn't want to ask them about day one, because he thought it's impossible that a Hefsek Tara could possibly work on day one. So why did he think it was impossible? What was he assuming? Because we assume that it's not the derech for a woman to start bleeding on a day and stop bleeding on that very same day. By the next day, we assume, but that's what's called cheskas of mayana pasuach, that her chazaka is that her makar is open, that the and therefore she's going to continue to see dam. Let's see the Mishnah. Says the Mishnah, hazava hazava shabbat kasam yom rishon matzutar will be amashviu matzutar. Let's say you have a person who needs shivanikim, azava. Zavagadola, they need Shivanakim. So this is different than the previous discussion. Previously we were talking about Anida, 7 days total Tumah. Now we're talking about a Zavagadola requires Shivanakim, much more similar to our experience. So let's say she does a Bedika on day one and day seven, but none of the days in between. Ushayam Shabinatayim Lo Batku. So this is a Machlokas Tanaim. Rebbe Elazar Amar Harein Becheskas Tahara, since she did a Bedika on day one and day seven, they're Becheskas the days in between we assume are Tahara as well, and therefore she can go to the mikvah the following day. She's already covered everything she needed to do. Rabbi Yeshua Omer, Ein lahem el yom rishon v'yom shviyi bilvad. That no, she only has day one, day seven, not the days in between, because we have to be choshesh that maybe she saw some dam in between, and therefore she's going to need 5 more days. She counts 2 of the 7 days, but she's going to need 5 more days. Rabbi Kiva Omer, Ein lahem el yom shviyi bilvad. Rabbi Kiva says, no, what do you mean 5 more days? If she saw dam in between, then day one didn't count either, because you can't see dam in the middle of Shivanakim. So day seven, where she did a bedika, that can be her new day one, and then she can count 6 more days after that. So these are 3 shittos in the Mishnah. If a woman does a bedika on just day one and day seven, whether they all count, whether it's a perfectly good shivanakiyim, that's the shita of the Tanakama. Rabbi Elazar says that's Rabbi Eliezer rather. Rabbi Yeshua says no, only day one and seven count. You need 2 more days. And Rabbi Kiva says no, only day seven counts. Rabbi Shua says you need 5 more days, and Rabbi Kiva says only day 7 counts, you need 6 more days. So the Gemara now is going to elaborate on that machlokas that we just learned in the Mishnah, and Bez Hashem, we'll pick up with that tomorrow.